And someday I'm going to sign my name on a project that is 1,000 times impossible. 1,000,000 times impossible. And when that happens, I'm going to say, Lord, I did my part. Lord, help me. Here I stand. I can do no other. So help me, God. And every one of you will face that day in your life. Are you willing to do the impossible if God asks you to do it? Only if you've already started walking with Him and learned to trust Him. If you're halfway across the Red Sea, do you think you should stop and say, Lord, do you want me to cross to the other side? No. Once He opens up half of it, the guarantee is that you can go across the other side. But the water is not open yet. I can't see the way. That's not the problem. If you'll always look back, your only danger is that you forget what God has done for you in the past. Once you see God opening the way, then you can be confident that you can continue running. When it's the first time you took a step, step carefully. Consult with your family and friends. Consult with those you trust. Consult God's Word. It always requires that you have peace. Don't ever go forward if you don't have peace. God's peace is a guarantee, a guaranteed part of every single thing He asks you to do. If He asks you to stand at the stake and be burned, you're still going to have peace. So in other words, no matter what it is, you can be sure that God's peace accompanies everything that He asks you to do. So insist on having God's peace. You're not at peace? Your mind is in anguish? Take it to it. Say, Lord, what do you want me to do? And when you finally have it clear, say, Lord, give me your peace. Give me your peace. I insist. I will not let thee go lest thou bless me. And when that peace comes and you fill your mind with God's Word, then you can know that you can step forward. And if the branch breaks, underneath are the everlasting arms. That's okay. Is it okay to lose everything God gives you to? The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What if we were to lose all the television stations and the 10 airplanes and all the other things? I can go home and relax. It's not my money. I can't lose anything. It's God's. And only God can take care of His assets. You know, one day I went in Lima, Peru. They called me and told me, all the computers you ordered for the union are now in. Please go pick them up at the port, in the big city port of Callao. So I didn't have my starter in the car. In Peru, you don't just go buy a starter. You take it, you send it off, and it's rewound. So I sent it off for 3 days so they can rewind it. And then I would put it back in my car. So meanwhile, I had to push my car. I had a couple of friends push my car. I went down, picked up the computers. Three guys, it was so heavy, my station wagon full of this equipment, they finally got it going. And I took off with all this equipment to the university. And it was about $70,000 worth of computers. They had to be distributed to the different missions and hospitals and so on. I was director of computer services for the union. And so as I was going to the worst part of town, I thought to myself, boy, I'm really glad I'm in my car. I'm glad I'm not out on the street, especially with this equipment. And I had my suit, coat on and everything. I'd just come from the office. And all of a sudden, the red light started flashing. I saw the temperature gauge go up. And all of a sudden, the car got so hot, it started coughing. And finally, it froze the engine. And I had to pull off, right off the road, next to an old abandoned bus where all the center of drug traffic and gang headquarters was. Right at 5:45 in this mega city. And I took off my coat. I tried to act innocuous, you know, act like I'm just a street person, impossible. It's like a little piece of meat, you know, here, fishy, fishy, fishy. I went and borrowed some water. They said, what is a guy like you doing out on the street? It's dangerous here, sir. I said, I know, but my car just broke down. Good luck to you. They loaned me water. I poured 3 buckets of water in the radiator, and I looked down, and all of it was running out. It had a big old hole in the freeze plug. I knew it was hopeless. No starter. No way to get the engine cool. And I said, I'm dead meat. And while I was sitting there going, Lord, I'm in trouble, they closed all the stores. You know, these big old roller bars. They locked it, and they all took off, and I'm stuck by myself on the street, and it's getting dark. And while I'm standing there, all of a sudden, out of the bus come a bunch of guys. They pick up rocks, they pick up other sticks, and they started to surround me. I knew what that meant.